Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias, and I'm bringing you this show in English for August 11, 2025. Today we have a special program, special because it's going to be dedicated to a single issue, a single topic. It's going to be a show fully devoted to Gustavo Cerati, because today is the birth anniversary of this very iconic an influential rock artist who was born on August 11, 1959. Cerati passed away in 2014. He was very young. He was 55 after a four-year coma following the consequences of a brain stroke that he suffered in 2010. So we're going to be going over his works, his works with Soda Stereo, and also as a solo artist. There is no doubt that this artist from Argentina redefined not just Argentine rock, but Latin American rock. And today we'll travel through his music and his life, celebrating the sound he left behind. Let's start with a song from the very first album of Soda Stereo, a song from the year 1984, Te hacen falta vitaminas, you need vitamins. Born on August 11, 1959 in Buenos Aires, Gustavo Cerati grew up listening to The Beatles, Led Zeppelin, and local legends like Luis Alberto Spinetta. He studied advertising at the University of El Salvador, but music was already his true path. And by the early 1980s, he met Héctor Zeta Bosio and Charlie Alberti, then joined the project, and together this trio created Soda Stereo. That was Cuando Pase el Temblor from the year 1985. Soda Stereo quickly rose to fame across Latin America. Their mix of new wave, rock and pop, paired with sharp aesthetics and catchy lyrics, made them a phenomenon. Cerati's songwriting stood out, poetic, abstract, but always emotionally charged. Cuando Pase el Temblor, When the Tremor Passes, was one of their first regional hits, and the tremors of that song never really stopped. Nada personal, nothing personal, marks a turning point. The band matured, the lyrics turned introspective, and the fans multiplied. Cerati was already becoming a symbol of style, talent, and creative ambition. He wasn't just a frontman, he was a visionary.
Thank you.
1986, Soda Stereo was selling out stadiums and exporting Argentine rock to the rest of the continent. Signos, Signs, showed a darker, more sophisticated side of the band. Cerati was digging deeper into sound design, analog synths, and metaphors. His curiosity knew no limits. touring became a constant from Mexico to Chile, Colombia to the US. Cerati became the face of rock in Spanish. But even in the middle of success, he stayed focused on evolving. He read constantly, listened to everything from The Police to Brian Eno, and kept searching for new textures, like that song we just listened to, Prófugos, or the one that comes now, En la Ciudad de la Furia, one of their masterpieces, In the City of Rage, In the City of Wrath. And actually, La Ciudad de la Furia became a nickname, another nickname, for the city of Buenos Aires.
La ciudad de la Florian.
released in 1988 in La Ciudad de la Furia, became a signature song capturing the intensity of Buenos Aires and the existential angst of city life. Cerati was now a poet of urban alienation, a master of atmosphere. The band was at the height of its power. Then came the Musica Ligera, the song that would become the anthem of a generation. Simple, catchy, and timeless. With just a few chords and a perfect chorus, Cerati created the immortal track. Soda was now legendary.
Thank you.
In 1995, Soda Stereo released Sueño Stereo, a complex and mature album. But soon after, the band decided to take a break. Behind the scenes, the pressures were growing, and Cerati needed to explore new horizons on his own terms. Cerati's solo debut came in 1999 with Bocanada. It was a lush, cinematic and deeply personal record. Puente, Bridge, became an instant classic, not just a love song, but an emotional manifesto. Just the voice of a band. He was now his own universe. Raíz showcased Cerati's obsession with production. Layers of strings, trip-hop beats, ambient textures. Bocanada wasn't just an album, it was a soundscape. And Gustavo was no more than a rock star. He was an architect of emotions. His next albums, Siempre Es Hoy and Ahí Vamos, combine rock guitars with electronic textures. Cosas imposibles, impossible things that we just listened to, was playful and melancholic at once. Cerati was aging, evolving, but never predictable.
La espera me agotó, no sé nada de vos, dejaste tanto en mí. En llamas me acosté, en un lento de supe que te perdí. ¿Qué otra cosa puedo hacer sin olvidar otro crimen quedará. Otro crimen quedará sin resolver. Una rápida traición. Salimos del amor. Tal vez me lo busqué.
This song, Crimen, won him a Latin Grammy and marked a return to a more traditional, powerful songwriting. His voice was deeper, his lyrics more reflective, and the guitar was back at the center. Cerati was now a complete artist, comfortable in his skin.
Thank you.
Close wasn't just another song, it felt prophetic, with every poder decir adiós es crecer. To be able to say goodbye is to advance, to grow up. Cerati seemed to be telling us something about acceptance, about closing cycles. It was tender, elegant, and deeply human. It was around this time that Cerati and the other members of Soda Stereo embarked on a reunion tour around 2007 and 2008, touring Argentina and Latin America with sold-out stadiums, and then back to his solo career. His last album, Fuerza Natural, Natural Force, came out in 2009. In May 2010, while on tour in Venezuela, Cerati suffered a stroke after a show and he never regained consciousness. For over 4 years, he remained in a coma in Buenos Aires, surrounded by his family, his mother, his children, and millions of fans who never stopped sending love. Cerati passed away on September 4, 2014. He was 55, and the news broke hearts across Latin America. Tributes flooded in from every corner of the music world, but more than grief, there was gratitude for a career filled with art, risk, and truth. And today on RAE, on a new anniversary of his birth, he would have turned 65 today, we have dedicated a full show to many of his works and share some information about his career and his life. Let us sign off with a song by Cerati, a beautiful, incredible track from his final album, Fuerza Natural. It's a song called Cactus, that has such a beautiful line. It only blossoms once a century, and it does it for you. Thank you for listening. I'm Fernando Farias, and this is RAE in English, the International Service of the Argentine Radio.
Cactus suaviza mis yemas con su piel. Tiene 100 años, solo florece una vez en tu nombre. En tu nombre. Y tiene un veneno más amargo que la hiel. Solo invocarte voy a convertirlo en miel, en tu nombre, en tu nombre. Cuando te busco no hay sitio en donde no estés. No hay sitio en donde no estés.
los médanos serán témpanos en el vértigo de la eternidad, y los pájaros serán árboles en lo idéntico de la soledad, de la soledad.
En tu nombre, en tu nombre.